Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles,
it's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That is Perez. What's going on, man?
Not much. I can't even think. What do I have planned this weekend? I've just been so busy doing stuff during the week, which I typically don't love doing stuff during the week, but I had some fun opportunities present themselves, and I was like, I've got to do it. Like, I took my son to see Frozen the musical at the Pantages Theater here in Hollywood, and it was amazing. Oh my God. One of the best musicals I have ever seen. I loved it. I took my daughter Mia to see Jumanji, the premiere of that. Really enjoyed that. And hopefully this weekend, I'll just be able to sleep. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. It's been a busy week.
Well, let's get right to it then. We didn't get a chance to talk about this on our earlier show because we had an action-packed, busy show. But there's been a lot of drama with Cardi B and her husband, Offset. Allegedly, there were messages sent between him and this girl that he had previously hooked up with. However, the funniest thing is that he claims that he was hacked and somebody sent these messages that was not him. Bless Cardi B for believing him. She really wants this to be true. Like, she and he both were posting all these videos, like, just really getting behind this story that he was hacked. But what's interesting is the girl that exposed him, his Twitter account started sending out weird tweets, but not until after he was exposed by this girl.
Ah.
Like, it seems like he very smartly wanted to make it seem like he was hacked after he got called out publicly for sending DMs. No, because the timing of it all makes it painfully clear that you probably were not hacked.
It's smart if you're a regular person. If you're a celebrity, not so smart, because people will figure it out. There's a timeline.
You know, I understand Cardi, though, wanting to believe him and wanting it to not be true. They've got a kid together, and at least seemingly for the last few months, they've been drama-free. And it's like, when you see the drama door open, you want to shut it as quickly and as hard as possible so that you don't have to deal with it. Because dealing with drama, once you open the drama door, you feel like the drama will never end. And I don't know. I wish her well. I think, you know what? I don't know. A Cardi B reality show would be so good. I feel like.
I kind of feel like there already is one on Instagram. Her just doing anything. It's sort of been done by her, you know?
But I would still want to see that show. I feel like it would still do.
You want more, huh?
If the Kardashians can have a damn show, so can Cardi B. And what's great about Cardi is it's not just her. Her sister's also a very colorful character, too. Hennessy Carolina, I think is her name or something like that. And I'm sure that she's got other colorful, wacky relatives too, or friends, or people that could be on the show too. Maybe the Cardi B show on E could replace the Kardashians show. I don't know. I'm just saying. Speaking of the Kardashians, Kourtney Kardashian has pulled a Snooki, and now we know why. It had been recently announced that Kourtney is leaving the Kardashians show mostly. I mean, she might still show up here and there, but she's not going to really be featured prominently on the show. But then again, neither are Kendall and Kylie. And the reason being is she doesn't really want to reveal all her personal life on the show, specifically her relationships. Like, she's told the show and her sisters that her relationships or who she dates is off limits. And Courtney's sisters, Kim and Khloé, got upset about that and confronted her about that recently. I watched the clip because, you know, I don't watch TV. I don't watch their show. But I actually thought that Courtney was making a lot of sense. Like, who cares if you don't reveal everything? Like, do you really need to reveal everything?
Right, right.
Like, do people really care about Courtney's relationship with Younes Benjima? And maybe we don't care because she's smartly kept that part of her life private. Unlike, you know, Scott Disick and Sophia Richie that have not kept their relationship private. I think it's really smart of Courtney, and I don't blame her for wanting to keep that private. Like Snooki, she's super rich. You know, if she's willing to be on the TV show on her own terms, I'd be like, all right, we'll be on the show on your own terms and we'll just follow Kim and Khloé more. But apparently that's not good enough for her sisters. They are not happy because now they feel like they need that Kim and Khloé need to reveal even more to pick up the slack. Kim's like, our job is being open and honest and sharing a lot of ourselves. And it just seems like for the past few years now, Courtney hasn't really been open about her personal life on camera. So all of the days that Courtney isn't filming, Khloé and I are picking up the slack and having to share more. Because if we're not sharing our lives, then what is the show?
Boo-hoo. She doesn't want to be there any longer. And good for her that she realizes that this party train is over. It's really over. Nobody cares. No one cares about the damn show. And if she doesn't want to do this forced, you know, I have to tell you everything, and she really doesn't want to do it, good for her. I'm glad she stepped away.
Yeah, me too. Good on you, Courtney, you rich mother. You rich mother. Although I really would love to see the Cardi B show could be a pop culture sensation.
Yeah, you might be right.
You think people have seen enough on Instagram? I know if Cardi B agreed to a reality... Well, first of all, she's already a reality TV veteran. Some people forget, but she started off on Love and Hip Hop. So she knows the game. Even though she's a successful musician, she would bring it. She would deliver. She would bring the drama every damn episode. There'd be a drama every freaking episode. Like, I don't watch the Kardashians, but I know that there's not like drama. Is there drama every episode? I don't think there's drama every episode. Like, Cardi would bring it every episode. I don't know. This is just so unacceptable. Like, I think that professionals should be penalized for being unprofessional. Like, that's life, but that's not always the case in show business. James Corden, in a new interview, reveals that freaking Kanye West, whom recently did carpool karaoke with him, but they did airpool karaoke instead, canceled on him 4 times leading up to his actually doing it. And 2 of the times, he canceled the day of. And 1 of the times, James Corden was outside Kanye's house. I can't believe after James Corden got canceled by Kanye outside his house that he would agree to do it again. Like, I would not, I'd be like, screw you, Kanye. I'm not doing this anymore.
Right. I'm not doing you any more favors. Like, once I come out is enough. You cancel on me the second time, we're done here. Like, I'm just not doing this. But, you know, Kanye's a big name and he knows it's a lot of web hits and their whole life is about web hits and he knows he'll get them. So he's not the star. He's smart enough to know that the artists are the star. And that's how a lot of artists behave. We know that, you know, that's just part of the job. You know what I'm saying?
I expect people to be professional. Like, I get it. I understand, like, if an artist is a diva, okay, that person's an hour late, or what, hell, even 2 hours late. But to cancel twice at the last minute, it's not even his, James Corden's time. It's also the time of everybody else on the show. It's money wasted.
Sure.
Like, that's just not cool, not professional. I'm not down with that. Speaking of money, oh my God. According to one of the 2 industry trade publications, Billie Eilish, according to either it was Variety or The Hollywood Reporter, got $25 million to do a documentary about herself with Apple for Apple TV. That just seems wild. 25 million. And normally I would not believe that, but coming from Variety or The Hollywood Reporter, I think it's really credible. I would believe that number. I don't think she's worth that much. Do you? I mean, I love her. I think she's talented, but is she going to get young people and old people in droves to watch Apple TV to watch her documentary?
You know, here's the thing. Apple TV is new, and I have it, and I'm paying for it. And so far, there's one show on it that I watch, and it's just becoming okay. The Morning Show, it's really not that great anymore. It was great for the first couple of episodes. I was loving it, but I'm bored to tears. I haven't heard from anyone that any other show on it is good. Now, they're really, really invested in getting this Apple TV off of the ground. So they, you know, they've got to do everything they can to get fan bases to come and pay for their product long term. So I understand this. So Billie Eilish, huge fan base. It's a streaming platform. They want to be in the game. And for Apple, 25 million, it's like $25 to us. I mean, it's nothing for that company. So I get it. I understand it. It may be a bit excessive, but that's the entertainment world we're in. And you got to pay for the eyeballs. And that's what they're trying to do. I'm not shocked.
Well, good on her. Oh my God. She never has to work again. That's so liberating and exciting. Speaking of musicians, Taylor Swift, rumors persist that she is going to be releasing something else soon, like not just the Christmas song. And actually, I'm hearing the surprise may be that there is more than one new song from her on the Cats soundtrack, which should be coming out any day now, I would imagine. The film comes out Christmas Day. So I'm excited to see what Taylor Swift has up her sleeves. Multiple things, probably. I think a lot of you are like me, overbooked, overstimulated, and constantly running on empty. I barely have enough time to eat complete meals, let alone prepare healthy ones. But being busy doesn't mean you have to resort to takeout or overly processed food. That's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest makes it easy to eat more fruits and vegetables. Each recipe is so simple to prepare. With just one step, you add your favorite milk to blend a smoothie or heat up a harvest bowl and top it with avocado or a fried egg. There are endless options, over 65 to choose from. It's so convenient whether you're at home, your desk, or on the go. Daily Harvest is the easiest way to have a delicious and nutritious meal or snack. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code Perez to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code Perez for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. That's dailyharvest.com. Big news out of Las Vegas. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but a new report claims that next year, Beyonce is going to be announcing a Vegas residency.
Wow.
And she is set to become the highest paid entertainer in Las Vegas. Good on her. I mean, I guess it makes sense. She's got four kids now. Doing the Vegas thing is easier when you're a parent. You just set up shop, you're there, and it's so close to Los Angeles, too.
And Jay-Z has a partnership with the NFL, which next season, Oakland Raiders, they move to Las Vegas. So there's probably some sort of Jay-Z in Vegas with the league. I bet something's coming for that as well. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe if he doesn't have some sort of new 40-40 type club going in there. Where there's money to be made, Jay-Z's going to be there. So look out for something like that. That's my guess.
Actually, it'd be really smart if they had, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z are such superstars. Like, if they did their own venue and they could alternate, they could open up their own venue and perform there and then have all their friends, like Michelle Williams could be doing something. Kelly Rowland could be doing something. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I would definitely go see Beyonce. I'd be there in a heartbeat.
No question.
Speaking of Vegas, I don't really care about this person or his soon-to-be ex-wife, but it's a very interesting story, especially because I think a lot of parents and even people that don't have kids could chime in and relate to it. this guy named Jim Edmonds. He used to be a baseball player. Mm-hmm. Most recently, he's been a reality TV star. His wife is or was one of the Real Housewives from Orange County. Mm-hmm. They are going through a very bitter split. A judge just granted him 50-50 custody with her. He's got an older kid, a daughter, who is 18 plus. Mm-hmm. The daughter was in Vegas back in 2017 when that awful shooting happened in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And she went back this past weekend to Vegas, Jim Edmonds' daughter, to go see Jason Aldean in concert. He was performing during that shooting. Mm-hmm. And the guy, Jim Edmonds, decided to leave his three young children with his mother and a nanny or a couple of nannies and go be in Vegas with his older daughter for emotional support. Mm-hmm. Do you think during the time that he was in Vegas, he should have let his kids be with the mom instead of his mom, the grandma?
No, I mean, I think if it's his time to watch the kids and, you know, the grandmother's a part of the family and the grandmother would come over and babysit, I don't think you have to change up the schedule. Why? Why would you? No, I don't.
Well, I would say yes, just if he wants to have a better relationship with his soon-to-be ex-wife, because then there may come times when, you know, he might want or need a favor from her, like when it might be, you know, and he might have to like leave town for work and she might say to him, oh, sorry, you know, you weren't accommodating to me when you went to Vegas. I'm not going to be accommodating to you.
I don't see that as not being accommodating. I mean, if you want your parents, they're the kids' grandparents. If they want to spend time with the kids too, and if it's during your time, I mean, I don't see the big deal at all. I don't think this is even a story.
Well, I don't think she was happy that she didn't have her kids and he wasn't with them.
Big deal. I mean, it's his time to have the kids. Whatever he does with, it's his business, not hers. It's not like they put the kids in danger. The kids are with his parents, with their grandparents. I don't think this is a story. I just don't.
All right. On to a story that was so silly. People get upset about the silliest things these days. People were upset over this ad for that Peloton bike. Did you ever see that silly ad?
I loved it. And I just don't understand why that one caught on. Because if you look at any commercial, it's the most beautiful people in the world. They're selling luxury. If you look at any of these luxury cars, it's not some fat schlub in the car. It's really thin, good-looking people. If you look in magazines, it's not a bunch of ugly people in magazines. It's pretty people. I just don't get why everyone's went crazy over just one particular ad. Like it's some sort of dystopian future that they're predicting. I mean, all of those ads have been kind of a little sexist for years. I just don't get why this one was over the line and over the top.
I agree. But what's really funny is Ryan Reynolds, he's got this gin company. He hired the actress from the Peloton commercial to spoof the Peloton ad in a commercial for his gin company.
Yeah.
That was very well played. Kudos to him. Mm-hmm. I feel so bad. I do, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm soldiering on. And you know what would make me feel better right now? Some Genicel. It's like a miracle, I swear. Do you wish that your double chin would just disappear? Are those bags and puffiness getting a little worse every day? With Genicel's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it's the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. Call right now and the Genicel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free just for ordering the classic Genicel plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. Go to Genicel.com. That's Genicel.com. With Caminix's 100% money-back guarantee, you only have the bags, wrinkles, and the double chin to lose. Call now while 3-day shipping is still free. Go to Genicel.com and select my name at checkout for instant savings. That's Genicel.com. Genicel.com. Making a lot of headlines was this interview statement, expression of frustration by this actor, Mena Massoud. Apologies if I might have mispronounced his name. He played Aladdin in Disney's new Aladdin film that came out this year. And he claims that since the movie came out, he's been unable to get an audition. And a lot of people were surprised by that. Will Smith was asked about that, though, and this is what Will Smith said that upset a lot of people. Will Smith said, "The thing about this business that is not unlike life, it's hard by design. It's like the universe, God, whatever you believe, designed it to be hard. So if you're having a hard time, it's because you're supposed to. That difficulty is overcome by patience, commitment, dedication, endurance. So if you have a dream, you desperately have to be willing to work on it every single hour of the day with your deepest love and focus. You cannot get around having a hard time." I just think that's a little tone deaf of Will Smith. I don't know. It felt like very unnecessarily negative and not and a little too privileged, like not acknowledging, you know, the various factors that could be contributing to this guy not getting auditions. You know, it's hard out there for actors of color. It's probably even harder for actors that aren't Black or Latino. Like, Asian actors have it even harder than Black and Latino actors. All these other actors probably have it harder than Black and Latino actors, too. Like, it's not, it shouldn't be like, oh, you know, whatever. Like, you have it easier.
I don't know if I see it that way. I think he's just saying the basic what we already know. Acting is very hard. It's very hard. It's very hard to break through. And I think that's all that he's saying. You have to stick with it. It's not something that's just going to lay down and open its legs and say, hey, come on in, man. It's just, it's not that kind of career. And there's no guarantee that you're ever going to make it, no matter how good you are either. There is a lot of luck that goes into it as well. And I think him being honest about it and explaining that to people, doesn't matter what your color is or what your race is or ethnicity, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's just very hard. And just like anything else, you got to put in the time. And if you put in the time, maybe you'll get a shot. Maybe you won't, but that's acting. So I don't know. I don't really find that to be insincere or insensitive.
I mean, he could have just been like,
what, blow smoke up this person's ass and say that it's, you know, it is really easy. And it's not. It's hard. And I think him being honest about it isn't a bad thing.
I would have said something different. I would have been like, you know, he should focus on the fact that he's now part of the Disney family. And that there's going to be another Aladdin movie. And that from all the money from residuals that he's going to make, he's never going to have to work again.
Well, they're actors. They're a little nutty.
I know.
Cry me a river. Wow, you're in a great movie. Like, congratulations. If you get to do one great thing like that in your career, it's amazing. It's like winning the lottery. To do another thing is even harder. It's a tough business. That's all.
There's no business like show business.
Ugh. Damn right.
I mean, I do agree with him that it's about perseverance. A lot of people quit, like they can't hack it, or they're just not making enough money. Things change.
The constant rejection. You and me can talk to that. I mean, you have ups and downs and peaks are great, but the valleys, man, they're tough. And you know it as well as I do. It's very hard to keep the ball rolling. It's so, so hard. And if you're lucky enough to be in one field or doing one thing that you love for so long and just being able to make it is a stroke of luck anymore. It's hard. Speaking from somebody that's done the same thing for like 30 years, Howard was on the air the other morning and he was saying that I should be in the Radio Hall of Fame. And I'm like laughing about this. You know, guys like Booker that have managed to somehow keep working all of these years and keep that ball rolling. He's like, I say put anybody in that's been able to have a career that long. I don't agree with him. I think you should be great and I'm not great and there should be a gold standard. But it's very hard. It doesn't come easy and there's a lot of gut punches that you got to take through the years. And they're not fun. They're really not. Being fired and being felt less than, and it sucks. It really sucks. It's the
being
business.
Being considered a boomer. Okay, boomer.
Me and you. Come on.
I know. I wrote a song about it.
I know. I love it.
Oh, thank you. I think we talked about Owen Wilson recently on the podcast, right? Did we?
Yep, we did. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, now we know exactly how much he's been paying this woman who used to be his girlfriend, who had a child with him, who complained that he's not participating in their daughter's life. He's paying this woman $25,000 a month.
Wow.
And she's complaining. Like, she doesn't have to work. She doesn't have to work, and she can afford a nanny and can send her daughter to private school on all of this. That covers everything. And Owen's covering the child's insurance as well.
Wow. What a whiner. Talk about privilege. I mean, shut up. Shut up.
Like, I get it. In your ideal world, the father will be involved, but at least he's meeting his obligations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He probably didn't have to pay that much, or maybe he did. I don't know how that whole thing is set up or whatnot. Like, that was just crazy to me. He's paying that much. Let's be honest. Your family and friends love receiving gift cards for the holidays. And what a better way to gift them what they really want than with Happy Cards. Happy Cards make giving personal gift cards easy and stress-free by helping you give the gift of choice. When you give Happy Cards, your lucky loved one can use them at any of the brands displayed on the card. Here are some of my favorites for everyone on your list. For your mom, your wife, your sister, check out Happy Her, which includes the Cheesecake Factory, Macy's, Panera Bread, Bed Bath & Beyond, and more. For happy teenagers in your life, check out Happy Teen. They're going to be happy with gift cards to Barnes & Noble that could be used there, Sephora, Regal Cinema, Dave & Buster's, American Eagle, and more. For the restaurant lover in your life, check out Happy Eats. That includes Buffalo Wild Wings, Cracker Barrel, and more. If you want to give something to a coworker or a teacher or a coach in your life, check out Happy Moments or Happy Holidays. Gift cards to Red Lobster, to Sephora, Macy's, Chili's, P.F. Chang's, basically anywhere you want to go. Happy Cards has you covered. All season long, enjoy free shipping on all Happy Card orders by visiting giftcards.com/happy or pick one up today at your local grocery store. Criss Angel revealed that his son, who I don't know exactly how old the son is. I think his son's five years old. Mm-hmm. It had a relapse when cancer comes back.
He came out of remission.
Yeah. His son is fighting cancer again. So very sad. Sending positive vibes his way. And I have nothing else. Let's take some calls.
Oh, I love it. All right. Very good. 800-721-1185. We do have a lot of your calls to get to. So let me get some up here for you. Here, if this will open today, here we go.
Booker, it's Siri from Northern Virginia. Hi, Perez. I love you so much. But this is for Booker. I typed your name into YouTube, and this video came up called Criss Booker's Philly's Sexiest Bachelor, and the channel is Booker's Show Joker with 4 subscribers. Is that you, Booker?
I don't know who put the thing up, but I don't know what the Joker thing is. That's not me. But when I was in Philly, they do this every year. They have like Philly's Sexiest Bachelor, and I was single back then. So they picked like 10 people in the city, and I guess I won the whole thing. But I had to make a video, and they asked me questions like, what makes you sexy? And I'm like, I don't know. It's just the dumbest video. And it's out there online somewhere if you want to watch it. It's a kick if you want to dig it up and give a damn. I don't. I think it's stupid, but it'd be fun if you want to watch it. So
congratulations.
Do you think that Leonardo DiCaprio is ever going to get married? Just wondering, because, you know, he always has these, you know, early 20-year-old girlfriends and stuff. And, yeah, I just was wondering what you guys thought.
No, because he's always got hot 20-something-year-old girlfriends. That's what he likes. He gets older, they stay the same age.
I know. If he were to get like, well, actually, I don't want to say it. You know what? No matter what happens to his appearances, if he gets really fat or really ugly or whatever as he ages,
doesn't matter.
He'll still be. He's Leo. Yeah, he'll still be able to. Yeah, he'll still be able to pull chicks.
100%. Yeah, and yeah. Do I think eventually? Yes. Being single and having something go on in your life. I've had the tiniest little bit. Look, I was Philly's Sexiest Bachelor after all. I've had the tiniest little bit of fame. Vapid going nowhere sex and just being in one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, it catches up with you. There's something it does to your soul. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's good for you. And I think you do grow up at some point and you realize there's something else and there's something more. And I do think he'll get to that. But, you know, when you have that much beauty in front of you, any of it, like literally whatever you want on the smorgasbord there, it's got to be tough to say, yeah, just pick one.
Did Jack Nicholson ever grow up?
I don't know. Did he ever marry again? He married once, right? When he was really young.
Did he?
I don't know. You'd have to look that up. But, you know, he is the young Jack. He really is.
Yeah.
Okay, another call.
Hello, this is Lorenzo from Austin, Texas. There's a couple of things that I wanted to say real quickly. Chris, I know you had a question about how to address and how RuPaul likes to be identified in terms of like she or he. Usually it's pretty interchangeable with drag queens because it's often, but Perez is right, when they're in the character, they usually refer to as she. When RuPaul is not in drag, probably he, but RuPaul is the same name as his character, so it can be confusing, but I don't think there would be any kind of offense if you were to call RuPaul she to her face, if you know, because they're just back and forth so often. And when you would want to be a little bit cautious is if the drag queen is a transgender woman, because she's a she all the time. And then regarding Pete Davidson, I think it's kind of funny that he's doing the NDAs. I think with comedy and comedians, like, they're so offensive, and we are quick to, with this cancel culture. I mean, even a drag queen, Perez Hilton, I know you know who Bianca Del Rio is. And her show, she makes sure that you don't pull your phones out, and she'll call your ass out in the audience and make you put the phone away. And I think a lot of that has to do with because her jokes are so out there, they're so offensive, they make you gasp and drop your jaw, and they also make you laugh. But I can imagine, like, if some of the shit that she said got out, that, I mean, people would probably jump down her throat. So I think the NDA thing is just kind of like a joke, like kind of an obnoxious thing he's doing on purpose just to be
dramatic. No, I agree with him. I totally agree with him.
I love Lorenzo, by the way. He's a very loyal supporter of the podcast and of Perez, but I don't agree. I do not. It's not a joke, because that's not who Pete Davidson is as a comedian, right? I would never accuse Pete Davidson of being an intellectual comic. Like, I don't think he's trying to be all Andy Kaufman, be like, I'm going to pull a elaborate hoax and prank on people and see how they respond. I think he's serious.
I do too. And I think he's right to be serious. If you look at Louis C.K., he just was in trouble for some remarks that he made about something or whatever, about New York City being like, I forget what the comment was. I don't agree with the comment, but he said it in a club as comedy, and his job is to push the envelope. And once again, people were reporting on what he was saying, and I think that should stop. I think that should not be allowed to be clickbait, and I believe that they should be able to protect their performances when they're doing them, so the people that want to go to them can go to them and enjoy it without hearing the joke online or being persecuted for being a fan of Louis C.K. I think it's the very beginning of things like this in the world that are going to change. And ultimately, you're going to see that Pete Davidson was kind of in front of this before anybody else. I just disagree with you on that.
Going to see a comedian in concerts, like going to see a musician, you've heard the music before, you still find it enjoyable. Like, who cares if you've heard one of the jokes before? I don't. Like, I don't expect or need to hear it the first time.
It's not about who cares. It's just that it's their art and they don't want to be persecuted for their art outside of where they're doing their art. That's the point that I think Pete Davidson's trying to make. Back to the Louis C.K. point. Come on, he's doing a show. I don't care what he was accused of or even actually what he actually did. He is doing shows now somewhere else. People came to see him and he's still being persecuted for his comedy stand-up. And that goes against freedom of speech to me. He should be able to do whatever he wants in that club and be protected in that club. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on that.
All right.
All right. Let's call it quits. 800-721-1037. 1185. We'll do this again next week. Take care, everybody.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcast1.study and everything will be right there for you. That's podcast1.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcast1.study. And as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.